Well, good evening to each and every one of you out there in Ambitland. My name is David Nunez, and I'm an executive consultant from Edinburgh, Texas. And I had a blast at Simulcast 2022, watched it online, and I just, it was just an exciting time. And this today, I'm just so excited, still on cloud nine from all the announcements that corporate gave out to us. And thank you all so much for taking time off of your Sunday to be with us on this call. I know that you could have been doing other things, but the fact that you're taking time off your evening to join us says a lot about your willingness to learn more and take your business to a whole other level this year in 2022. So we are in for a special treat tonight on our Sunday night call. Before we introduce our featured speakers, our special guest, I want to introduce our featured speaker. This gentleman and I are, he's a very dear friend of mine, known him for many, many years, been a mentor for me since pretty much since my beginning in Ambit Energy. Super grateful to call him my friend. He's a national consultant, also an Ambit Ambassador Club member, top income earner in this whole industry. So please help me welcome my dear friend, Mr. National Consultant, Brian McClure. Brian, can you hear me?
I can, David. I appreciate those kind words. And I too am excited about Simulcast. I just thought it was great. I had the privilege of being there in person, and along with my other ambassador club buddies. You know, Steve sat next to Steve Thompson, and you know, he was excited, and Philip Eckert was there excited, and just a great event, you know. And you know, it's I wish that it was like the old days where the COVID thing didn't affect it quite as much. But I know we had people coast to coast and border to border online, and you know, had a really, really great crowd in Houston as well. So, you know, I want to encourage everybody, you know, send out text messages, three-way in anybody that you can, because you know you're going to hear tonight from Daryl Starkweather, VP of Field Development and Support, and then also you can hear from Eric Johnstone, VP of Marketing and Field Services. So this is going to be a information-packed call, a powerful call, and you know, and at the end of it, you're going to get a call to action. You know, what's next? Because you know, I've said it over and over and over again. You know, all the positive thought in the world ain't going to make you any money. It's only massive positive action that's going to make you money. And, you know, I want to start off by bringing on Daryl. And, you know, Daryl, first, let me just confirm you're with us. Are you here?
I am here.
Okay, great. I didn't want to get into it, and that's happened to me. You know, it's the voice of experience here. You know, you get into it, and then all of a sudden there's this big silent pregnant pause on the other side. Ooh, I don't have Daryl. And I remember a couple of years back, you know, I did that to Bear Gordon because my phone went dead, and I, you know, dialed in a little late. My phone went dead. He was tap dancing like crazy. So, hey, appreciate you being on the call. And yeah, you know, I want to go over a few things with you. One of the things that just really, really impressed me was you know, the schedule of events that you know you guys have planned for this upcoming year. You know, it looks like it's really kind of ramping back up. You know, even though you know, I think COVID's going to go away for a long time, but you know, even with COVID, you know, it just went through one event after another, kind of laid out the schedule through Ambition anyway. So I thought, you know, we'd start there, you know, just kind of give everybody a review of the events and tell them where they can view it all. And so let's start with the events. I found that pretty exciting.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you having me here tonight. David, good to hear from you as well. Yeah, you know, the events teams have been working really hard, and I think I speak for a lot of us is we're kind of tired of being cooped up. We are ready to get out there and get back to normal as much as we can. Obviously, we've got to take precautions and do what we need to do, but we really just wanted to let everybody know that, you know, we have a lot of plans to get out and help grow this business and help you grow your business and provide all the potential opportunities. Because I know, you know, over the last couple of years, just because of what's going on in the world, it's taken away a lot of the meeting places where you used to go to congregate and bring guests. And so A lot of people have jumped into the virtual, and that's been a huge success. We're going to continue that through our events. But a lot of our stuff is going to be kind of half and half, Brian. We're looking at more face-to-face, but complement with more virtual as well. And so the team is really excited to put it together. So, you know, kind of, I went through a bunch of stuff. It was funny stories. I wasn't supposed to present that. It was actually Kristen Legate, all excited. Then she got congested and she lost her voice, not COVID, but she lost her voice. And so someone had to step in real quick and I got the job. So I hope I did her justice, but I get a second chance right here. You know, we've got our first power rally that's going to be February 3rd, and those have been really successful. And I really encourage people to jump on those every month. We do them the first Thursday of every month. One, it's just great to see everybody. You know, we don't get to see everybody as much as we used to, and it's a great way for everybody just to pop on for, they're like 30 minutes. They just get energized, get excited, hear from a couple of people, hear their stories, get pumped up, and let's go back to it. So we're going to do those the first Thursday of every month. Our next one's February 3rd. And then in February, we're planning to hit the road. Now, we're going to watch what's going on with the numbers out there to make sure that, you know, with airlines and all that stuff, that we can do this. But we've got six locations that we plan to hit in February. We announced those, and I'll repeat them real quick. Malvern, PA, Jeff Rollins and JM have been hosting a meeting up in that area. It's right outside of Philly. We're going to go up there and support that group. We've got Chelsea, Mass. With the Buffonies have been holding some meetings up there. We're going to go back to Chicago, a bunch of groups in that area. We haven't been to Tyler, Texas in a long, long time. We miss our friends in Tyler, so we're coming to you. Hope you'll come out and see us. Springfield, Illinois, and then up to Akron, Ohio, another place we haven't been in a long, long time. And so got some good, strong groups in Ohio. And then we're going to do some virtual trainings. Some of you participated, and we're going to get a lot of leaders involved in these. But we got some virtual trainings that will take place, one in March, another April and May. And these are level-based. So these are going to be focused on where you are in your business right now. What we did last year was RC and SE training. We're adding a marketing consultant level to that. So in March, we're going to have a virtual NC training. In April, we'll do an RC training. In May, we'll do an SE training. And then that kind of leads up into our EC fly-in that we'll have in May as well. And so I could keep going. I'll waste too much time going it. You know, event center is where you need to go. With the new app, and I'm sure we'll talk about that later as well, there's a quick link to Event Center. We're going to have all these posted right now so you can stay refreshed on these events and really just kind of look at them. What we want you to do is know about them right now. That's kind of why we talked about it, simulcast, Brian, so people can go look at their calendars and say, okay, I can plan for this. And we know people are coming here. We can build and push toward these events because events really do make a difference in your business. That's why we put them on. It's an investment in you and your team to grow. And so now you've got at least 6 months, if not more, of events on the calendar. We may fill in a few more, but these are the big ones. And we're excited to just get back out there and high five and hug and get back out with our friends and partners in this business and see what kind of growth we can create together.
Yeah, I'm excited about it, Daryl, because, you know, we always talk about working towards the next impending event. And, you know, the person with the most people that attend an event, whether it's virtual or in person, are the grand prize winners. They're the most excited people, most informed people, most trained, educated people, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm excited that, you know, it looks like we're gonna have a pathway here as this COVID thing is, you know, could throw a barrier in our path. And I think everybody on this call, everybody involved in our business understands that. But, you know, the intent is there to go out and light it up in the field. So that's always exciting. So, you know, to reiterate, go to Event Center. The dates for Ambition are in there as well. Yeah, and Kay Bailey Hutchinson, conference center, and Omni Hotel, all that's there. So make sure you get all these events and dates on the calendar. And I'd also encourage everybody to go in frequently for updates, added events, and something that may be changed because of particular restrictions by state or you know, something that's driven by the pandemic. All right, so events. I want to talk to you next, Daryl, about something that occurred after simulcast. And myself and a few leaders, you know, received some calls, you know, from consultants with, you know, some discussions around and quite honestly some concerns around Scott Hudson's comments about GPS, its future with AMBIT and AMBIT shifting over time to, you know, kind of away from the GSP product and, you know, which is offered in the Northeast and the Midwest market. So, you know, for you guys that are in Texas and may not have a business there, it really is not applicable to Texas. We don't have a guaranteed savings product here. But I wanted to give you the opportunity to kind of elaborate, drill down on that a little bit, and you know, talk to Scott's points with respect to the future of GSP in those markets.
Yeah, you know, we anticipate that to get some attention. You know, I think the story goes back, you know, to the launch of AMBIT, Brian. You know, and you were there for this, and when you got outside of Texas and all these new markets were deregulating and every market's different, every state has their own rules. And some compete one way and some, you know, deregulate in different ways. And the GST was born out of necessity because utility providers, the incumbent providers, you know, basically sold energy and they still do at cost. And so how do you go in and pay them to help bill your customers, collect, you know, and then pay commissions and whatever your overhead is to operate and still charge at cost? And the simple answer is you can't. And so you had to create a kind of creative product that allowed you to be able to compete, and the guaranteed savings has that. But it's over time, and it's part of what Scott's talked about, is the market had changed over the years. They continue to evolve. The regulatory states continue to evolve, and all the rules and the laws and the requirements. A lot of people on this call are familiar. And, you know, Illinois is one that's probably been affected the most by just regulatory change and new rules and new laws and all that kind of stuff. Well, it's starting to affect the products that you can offer. And so where it's kind of looking, and if you go back to Scott's speech, you know, kind of the first point he made was, you know, you can't change the direction of the wind, but you can change the way you set your sails. And so I think what he was trying to provide was a vision for the future, and just be quite honest that the way things are heading in the energy market, in the way that some of these markets are deregulated, and there's just, quite frankly, Brian, unfair competition is what it is. In a lot of these markets where we do offer GSP, it's not a level playing field. The incumbents, they offer rates that are not reflective of actual cost. And most of them, they're below cost because they subsidize it through their delivery costs. And so how can any company, which includes us, go in and compete with that? And you can't. And so there's been this dramatic push, not push, but just realization of all these companies, they can no longer offer products that at the same rate that the utility. And so the GSP, because it does have a renewal rate and a variable if they don't renew, the distance between the guaranteed savings rate to the renewal rate is getting bigger and bigger. And that's where it's headed. And that's a very poor customer experience that has a kind of defined outcome if and when that happens. And Vistra, our goal has always been AMBIT, to keep the customer for a long period of time. And when you do that, like, you're keeping them happy and satisfied. So that's why there's been such an effort over the last 2 years to create new innovative products that are different than what's in the marketplace. And a lot of these outside of Texas, like Power Perks, Winter Break, all of these, because you can no longer compete with the utility. And so I think for those that are concerned about the statement of it's going away, this isn't a tomorrow thing. This isn't a next month thing. This is a leader giving insight into the vision to say, we're going to continue. And if you heard that message throughout, we're going to continue to innovate, bring new products, listen to customers, find things like Power Perks that customers really, really like and stay with, and then pull away where GSP is not the lead product. We understand some of these markets, Brian, as you know, it's all they got. Well, clearly you can't remove the only product you have, and that's not the intent in the design. Let's keep creating innovative products that customers like, get used to, you know, getting these in front of the customers, maybe not so much the GSP, so that we can gradually pull away from that product. And so it's just part of the vision. It's part of the change, you know, quite frankly. It's what has to happen to adapt and grow and build these markets. But this isn't a tomorrow thing. It's not a next month thing. This was just clarity to say, this is what's happening in these markets. It's unfair. We can't compete. The product that suffers the most from these changes is the GSP. So we're going to work hard as heck to find products that give an alternative, you know, solution to these customers so that we can move away from it when the time is right. So I don't think anybody should be fearful of losing anything. It's, you know, full steam ahead to grow, grow, grow.
Yeah, and I think an important point woven in there, I just want to make sure everybody's clear with it, is every market's different. You know, everybody, I mean, this is a state-regulated utility, so the rules and the product set and the new training that people that are gathering customers in Illinois is, you know, totally inapplicable to any other state, and the rules around the products, the product set in New York is particular to New York. You got to have GSP, you got to have a green product. I know they're considering a third product now. So, you know, every state's a little bit different. And just to reiterate with everybody that this is going to be done on an individual state basis. And so, you know, there's some testing and some looking at, you know, hey, what's the best strategy for this state? You know, pick a state. I'm just grabbing a name, Illinois or Pennsylvania, whatever the state is, and then coming up with the strategy, communicating it very effectively, and then making the transition. And I would just add, you know, I did have a few minutes to talk with Scott backstage, and you know, the bottom line is that they look, you know, Vistra looks at, hey, we got a total book of business. You know, we've got products at great different margins, and we've got multiple products in Texas. Those multiple products create different margins. We've got products over here and products over there, and collectively as a whole, obviously, like any company, and this obviously occurs today, there has to be a profit made. So if a market changes temporarily, you know, to where it's a negative effect, you know, if you look at that market isolated, there's, you know, it's not profitable or it's losing money for a period of time. That doesn't mean that the regulation doesn't change there. It doesn't mean that things don't change there where that's a permanent state of affairs. And there's just money offset that, you know, that's subsidized by the company until that turnaround occurs and, you know, it's profitable again. And so there's a whole level, I guess what I want to communicate here to the consultant base, there's a whole level of complexity, you know, the regulatory side, the supply side, and so on and so forth, that we as marketers don't get involved with. But the beauty of the marriage, if you will, is that, you know, Vistra has the same goal as we do. It's like Scott said, it is the growth model. It's the growth engine in the retail side, and they're and within Vistra, the growth within Vistra is in the retail side. It's not in the generation side. So, you know, we're all aligned, and and, you know, with margins having shrunk in the industry from when we started way back in the day, you know, there's adjustments that are being made. So, well, I'm glad you had an opportunity to talk about GSP for those partners that are on the call that are in those markets. And before I get to Eric, I'd be totally remiss because there were some, triple, quadruple promotions and some other promotions. But why don't you just review real quickly and the promotions that were announced?
Yeah, there's quite a few of them. So a lot of them people are familiar with. We didn't get super creative because we went back and here's what we did, Brian. We said, which ones have been the most successful? Which ones did were people able to take the most advantage of and actually make the most money from? And so let's do that. And so some of these are familiar. We have a solid group that loves the solar product and loves referring solar. So we partnered with Sunrun. We got two promotions that are strictly for solar. One between, Saturday the 11th through February 28th, so this goes all the way through February, customers that sign up for solar get a $250 bonus just for signing on. So that's a great incentive not only to save 20% off their charges, but get $250 to do so. And then for the consultant, we have our solar acquisition bonuses that are part of the program where you get $250, when they go pending and another $250 when they energize. Well, we're adding another $100 bonus to that. So you can earn another $100 by referring customers. But the beauty with this one is it's got a CLB attached to it. So sponsor and upline gets a bonus as well. So $50 to the sponsor, $25 to the RC and SC, $15 to the RC, EC, and then $10 to the NC. So more money to the upline. So, if you've got folks that in your organization that live in these markets where you offer solar, have them go out and see what they can do and maybe get some solar leadership bonuses off of it. Another one we did is the Promote Yourself bonus. Again, we wanted people to take advantage of these new RC and SE promotion requirements that we announced at Simulcast. We had a huge push of people promoting after ambition. We want to see it again. It's so much easier to promote now than it was. And so if you can promote yourself to really any level, which is the Promote Yourself bonus between now and February 11th, it's a $500 bonus to do so. So go get promoted twice and get $1,000, but that's out there for you. And then the Fast Track, that goes right back to those new promotions. People are promoting faster and that's exciting to see. So if you have a new consultant that joins before or up to February 11th and they Fast Track promote to RC, they get a $500 bonus for doing that. By the way, if they promote, they get another $500 bonus. They get $1,000 if they promote to SE or Fast Track or whenever they do. And then the upline gets it too. So the upline shares $750 when they RC Fast Track and $1,000 when they SE Fast Track. So a lot of money there being thrown out. It was really successful before, so we wanted to bring that back. And then, of course, the big one, the quadruple triple. Again, if you haven't seen the pattern, we used to do these at two customer jumps. These are just at one. So you can work your way up to triple or quadruple. Texas is 3, 4, 5. Outside Texas, it's 4, 5, 6. So it's bite size. You can't get three customers in the same day. Some of you can. You're special. But you can earn a bonus as you go all the way up to triple, quadruple. So those run through February 11th. Hopefully everybody takes advantage of those, and we'll see if we need to extend that or not. But let's don't bank on it and take advantage of it now.
Yeah, absolutely. What's guaranteed is what's in writing, and
That's right.
What's in writing is what's in writing. So don't plan on the extension, but work hard and work through it. If you're close, just keep working and keep working and. See what happens. But I know that anytime triple, quadruple come along, the money starts flowing, things get a little richer, people get a little bit more excited, people are willing to take a little more collateral damage, ask a few more people to be their customers and not worry about the ones that say no, because that certainly happens, and they're rewarded for that. So
good job. I forgot, Brian, we've got that little $10 adder that I talked about when I was talking about the success of Power Perks. I guess you're calling it the customer cash-in. So really any customer between Saturday and February 11th, and these include all the new customers, but the jumpstart, the ones triggering triple, quadruple, if they happen to sign up on one of these new value products, which would be the Power Perks, winter break, summer break, energy bank. And we actually threw in our old product, Free and Clear Nights, into that. That's additional $10 per customer on those. And so a lot of ways to earn some extra bonuses. And I think the old advice is just go build your business and we'll pay you appropriately and lots of money.
Yeah. Add too that, you know, those products are good products. They've met in the marketplace with a lot of enthusiasm for the customers that are looking for that sort of even keel on the payment products, the winter break and summer break. You know, they don't want to get the in Texas, they don't want to get the gazillion dollar bill in summer in the Northeast. They don't want to get the gazillion dollar bill in the winter. So there are a lot of customers where that's a great product that they really embrace, and at the same time, it's a good profitable product for Ambit. So the customer wins, we win as consultants, Ambit sharing the wealth, and Ambit wins with a good profitable customer. So that's great, and I think that's kind of the motion of the ocean, if you will, you know, where the company's going is a good quality value add product that the consumer can embrace. Might not be for everybody. We're not saying it's for everybody, but you know, the consumer can embrace, consultant can get excited about it, brings real value to everybody. Consumer wins, we as consultants win, and Brister wins. And that's just what has to happen. You know, I talk about at EC Fly-In, protecting the golden goose. You know, Vistra has to make money. You know, Vistra doesn't make money, we they can't send out commissions. So that's great. I really like that $10 deal for sure. Well, let me move on to Eric, and thank you, Daryl. Hopefully you stay on the line with us. We say goodbye to everybody at the end, but I'm going to bring on Eric Johnstone, our VP of Marketing and Field Services. And Eric, I tell you, you know, a lot of game stuff going on at Simulcast, and a lot of great testimony mixed in with a little bit of training and everything. But, you know, to me, the game changer, and I think it's one of the biggest game, will prove out to be one of the biggest game changers, if not the biggest game changer, since I've been in Ambit, which is kind of from day one, is the release of the new app that's got Verb, a NASDAQ company, as the backbone behind it, over 1 million users. So this isn't something that was dreamed up in somebody's garage and whatever. I know you guys did a lot of research before you selected Verb as the vendor, but you know, let's talk about the app, you know, my Ambit app, and you know, how people can download it and undownload the old one and download the new one and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, why don't we talk about, start there, is, you know, how do people get on the app?
100%. First of all, Brian, thank you for letting me be a part of this call. And I appreciate all the kudos you gave me, but I want to just give a shout out to you for you brought us this technology and helped us kind of, you know, maneuver through this new way that we're all like, you know, building our businesses and like working through this, you know, crazy time that we're in, and everybody's more mobile. So the fact you brought to us and we got to kick the tires and look at it and go and do our due diligence with Verb, and you know, it was a perfect partnership, and everything that Daryl talked about, all these new promotions and everything that's going on, we really see that, as you said, this is a game changer. This is the tool now that you can use to market your business and get all this information out there. And so we're super, super, super excited about it. So the big thing now is, you know, all existing consultants that were, you know, in, you know, as of time of simulcast, we're giving this app to everybody for free. So basically, whatever you're paying in your monthly website fee, you now get the brand new MyAmbit app. Be able to go in, download it. So you'll be able to go into the App Store on Apple or the Google Play Store if you have an Android. Download the MyAmbit app and use your PowerZone login credentials. Get it. Be able to play with it, look at it, look at all the new content that we put out there. We got new videos, new social media posts that you can do, and just kick around and use it and have fun with it. But then really, really start using it to build your business. And then there is the option to, you know, upgrade to the Ambit Live that we can talk about, you know, here in a little bit. But the main thing is, hey, we want to give everybody, you know, we believe in technology enough that we're covering the cost of that to give you the basic model of it that you can go and use and build your business. So we're super, super excited about it, and we just can't wait to see how many people are going to just go out and, like, really, really build a great, great business using this tool in 2022.
Yeah, you know, and it's more visual than it is verbal, right? I mean, we could talk about all the features, bells and whistles and everything on this call and having used it or looked at it or really be familiar with it, which would be 99% of the people on this call probably. Though I do want to mention that, you know, there was field input from several different field leaders and giving direction on content, so on and so forth. But let's talk about the next three Mondays and how people can get on a Zoom training. And I want to encourage everybody, before you do that, Eric, I'm going to be on all three Monday nights, and I brought the product to the company, and I understand the product, but the product is vast, you know, and what Eric's team and field leaders did is they, you know, narrowed the product down and say, okay, this is the product, and it's going to expand. But, you know, you need to get on those trainings. But more importantly, you need to get your team on the training. So you're not calling somebody up and saying, hey, you're going to have this upcharge and you got to download this and you're going to have to pay this, or, you know, it's none of that. You know, I mean, how difficult is it to go to the Apple Store, the Google Play Store, you know, MyAmbit, you'll see the old app and the new app, or at least I did. I have an iPhone. And you download the new app. The old app's going to go away. It's not going to be supported anymore. You can get rid of that. Download the new app and come to these calls with the app, and let JJ Oswald from Verb, you know, take you through and share his vast knowledge of the app. You know, I think it's close to 1.5 million users worldwide. You were simulated it into the app. So why don't just talk a little bit about times and how they access and get on the Zoom and where, you know, how all that's going to work, so everybody can get themselves and their organizations on these Zooms.
100%. Yeah. And I think you kind of touched on it too. The big thing with this app is it's all about duplication and being able to learn how to use it and be able to get in there. And then you start developing, comfort using it. And it is, I'm kind of a technological dinosaur myself. And so it's very easy for me to maneuver and use it. So I guarantee you, once everybody just gets in, it's going to be very intuitive and easy to use. But yeah, so we're committed starting tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Central. We will have, our first training, just kind of letting everybody know how it works, all the power of it, you know, the technology behind it and how it really, really works. And we'll do that this Monday and then the following Monday. And then the Monday leading out of January. So all three Mondays in January, you're going to be able to log on at 6 p.m. It'll be a Zoom call. We'll send emails out, and we will send a notification through the app in your feed area too, to let you know how you can log on to it as well. So, we're excited about it. JJ from Verb will be able to lend, you know, his insights and how it all kind of works. It's just a great way to learn how it works, and then, you know, start figuring out, you know, how you get other people on your team to start using it, and the duplication factor and how you kind of work to it. And you mentioned content. We have a brand new opportunity video We have brand new little teaser videos that you can send to people who, you know, it's a less than a minute long video. It might resonate with somebody that you're out there prospecting with. You can send it to them. We have a brand new how you earn video as well. And we are going to continue to push new content through it. We're going to be on it. Daryl, myself, Scott from time to time, Sydney, we're going to be on there just pushing, you know, new videos and content as well, because this is the main tool that we want you guys to be able to use to build your business, but it's also going to be a great tool for us to be able to communicate with you guys and just really focus on it. So it's really our funnel, if you, for lack of a better term, of how we get information and how you guys build your business. So we're super, super excited, and we can't wait to just learn from you guys too, as you guys are using it, how we can improve it or what we can do to make it even better. But I tell you what, man, coming out of the gate, it's pretty slick already. So we're excited.
Yeah. And, you know, I thought, you know, one of the best segments of Simulcast was Steve Thompson talking about, you know, his, you know, 2-2-2 system. And, you know, and I'm sitting there going, okay, you know, the beauty of this is, you know, X number of people are seeing it live right now. It's not really captured anywhere. You know, Steve gets in a studio, does his training session, which was excellent. Boom, send it out. Now everybody that's on the MyAmbit app has it. I want to just, you know, and again, we're not going to get into the training tonight. We're not going to, you know, get into application and everything, but I can tell you that this is huge. Okay, and I'm going to just give you one quick little application. So one of the things that's going to happen is that they're going to start to gather testimonies, you know, 1-3 minute max testimonies, okay? So let's say that I'm talking to a single mom, and I send her one of the videos that's produced now, and she goes, yeah, I really have an interest. Say, you know, I'm going to be able to see that she viewed the opportunity video. It's going to send me a text and notify me that, you know, Mary Jones just saw the opportunity video. And at that point, whether I decide to text or call Mary or email her or messenger, or there's a lot of different ways I can communicate back to Mary, I'm going to say, hey, Mary, you know, notice that you just looked at the video. Here's a 2-minute video of a business partner of mine that's a single mom just like you are. Take a look. And boom, the app just sends it out. She gets the 2-minute testimonial video from somebody that's an AMBIT consultant that, you know, is the testimony of, hey, I was a single mom, I was working two jobs, and it was really tough with my kids. I got involved in AMBIT, and this is what happened for me. And, you know, it's been a godsend, and it's changed my life, or whatever that testimony is. And so there'll be a series of testimonies, and this is content that Eric was just talking about that'll come in the future. There'll be a series of testimonies, both in English and in Spanish, with people from different backgrounds, male, female, you know, all the different nationalities, you know, all the different occupations and backgrounds. You know, there might be somebody that's, you know, uber successful in insurance. You know, hey, my name's Steve Thompson, and, you know, for I don't know how many years, 27 years, I was a State Farm insurance agency and got involved with AMBIT Energy, was retired out of the insurance business because I started making more in the second or third year I was involved in AMBIT than I had after building a client base and state, very successful insurance agency for 27 years. You know, I don't know what that exact testimony would be, but you get the feel for it. And so if I got somebody that's in insurance or somebody that's in real estate or somebody that's, you know, really successful, I'm going to send them that testimonial. So you're going to find this tool to basically be able to put you into a system and, you know, I know that the field leadership will be committed to, you know, guiding AMBIT on the content and providing content and doing the videos and everything. But you're going to have a tool we hadn't even scratched the surface of, which the last thing I guess I want to get into next is the team attribution aspect. And I know team attribution probably doesn't mean anything to anybody on this call. But Eric, talk about a little bit about AMBIT Live and how that's going to work.
Absolutely. You know, and I I got so excited when you were talking about the new content and all the you know videos. So yeah, we're very, very excited. I can't wait to start getting the leaders doing these, you know, little video snippets, like you just said, just to really start talking about those different demographics and people. So I just want to let everybody know too, me and my team, we're 100% committed to pushing new content. We can't wait to do it. We're going to have fun with it, and we're going to continue to build it. So I just want to let you guys know I'm fired up for that as well. But, and you know, Ambit Live, it's a great, great, great tool, because the coolest thing about it is, you know, as we've kind of talked, it's this whole world now is digital, and we've all kind of gone through this Zoom culture and different things. And, you know, it's like, I think, you know, energy has never been the sexiest product in the world, but it's one of those things. We have the best opportunity out there. And now we have this technology that's we're now making energy sexy. So now you got this great tool that you can go and talk to people who are used to being mobile and on the go and doing, you know, things that's just, you know, very, very quick sound bites. But now with Ambit Live, you're able to invite people to your own live meeting. And if I set up the meeting and I invite people on my team, to come to this, you know, business presentation, send the link out. You can, you know, all the people on your team can forward the link to everybody else. The great thing about this technology is, you know, I'm having a business presentation and I'm having all these people watching my presentation, but people on my team are inviting people to come to that. And anybody that signs up, you know, from that conversation or from that business presentation is going to be linked directly to you. So, you know, I can go into a presentation that you're putting up, Brian, and I can like invite people, you know, to it, put the link in there. And as they're watching it, if they sign up, they're directly tied into me. So it truly is like a business presentation environment where, you know, people are going back and signing up on the computers right there. It's like you do that all digitally, and then you can go in as you're doing the presentation. You can put certain links up there, buttons there that people can like download different things. They can sign up right there. It's a technology that's just, it's so easy and so cool to be able to do. And, you know, I'm really, really excited about the Ambit Live. And I know that as more and more leaders on this call and you guys are getting into it, you guys are going to be able to do some best practices. And I can just see tons and tons and tons of just, you know, success stories from just the way you're able to communicate with your teams, communicate with prospects, and really set up that Ambit Live function. So I'm excited about it, and I'm excited to, you know, help you guys support it any way we can.
Yeah, you know, it basically allows it ties in the back office, so all of our C numbers and all the genealogy resides in the back. You know, the I don't get into the technology, but you know, basically it hits the database of the C number and so on and so forth. So if I'm the person that does the live, say, okay, come to the live, just like we do Zoom presentations today, come to this live. What happens is that if I invite them to the live, okay, so I send out of my app a text message to a prospect of mine. When we get to the end of the presentation, instead of saying, hey, you know, get with the person who invited you to this call, get all your questions answered or whatever, the presenter is basically pointing up on the screen. So they've got their finger pointing off to the right for whatever, to a little button that the person watching the live, which is similar to Zoom type experience, and say, you know, click on this button right here. And go ahead and get started. Well, the person who invited that guest, so I invite my guest. I you know, have Ray Monty, who's in my organization. He invites his guest, okay? And then, you know, JMA is in my organization, invites his guest. So all the, you know, wherever the link is going to go back to the inviter's website. It's not going to go back to my website, even though Jay's in Ray's organization and so on and so forth, and Jeff Rollins is in Jay's organization. They're all in Frank Nagel's organization. You know, so you could have 100, 200, 50, 75, pick a number, people inviting. And when that presenter points to say, click here to join, whoever the inviter was, that person that's watching it based off of that invitation is going to sign up underneath that person. So it's team attribution, and
100%.
And it's a 100% game changer. And the beauty is I'm sending it to my best friend, right? Well, he's not an Ambit. He doesn't have the Ambit, my Ambit app. So the question is, do I have to download the app? No, you don't have to download the app. He just clicks on it and boom, there it is. Just like a Zoom meeting. And so, you know, again, I promised myself on this call I wouldn't get into the training, but I get so doggone excited about that. This is not an evolution. This is a revolution in our business. You know, I'm going to say that again. You know, there's things that have evolved in our business, you know, that are evolutionary and they're exciting and they were good and da, 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 da. But this is a revolution. I mean, this is a game changer. Period into paragraph. And, you know, I can tell you that if you're a leader and you're building the business, when you download your app, opt in to take the live option, you're going to end up doing it anyway. Get it over with. It's $5 more a month added onto your web site fee. And that has changed over the years. So whatever you're paying for your website, there's a $5 add-on. You know, if you want to see it, go to the 3 trainings, make a decision, that's fine. I will say this, and this is not an announcement, but I can see in the relatively near future, we're not going to do this Sunday night business builder call anymore on the telephone. You know, we're going to all be on a live. We're all going to be able to. And another thing, too, is somebody sitting there going, oh, Brian, you know, I'm in my rollers tonight. I do these calls in my pajamas because I have to get up early in the morning. You know, no one's going to see you. OK, you can be, you know, I mean, it's not like that. OK, so, you know, you can come to a live thing naked if you want to. But, you know, so don't start having the little man or the little woman in the back of your head start chatting you up saying, oh, this isn't going to work because of this. This isn't going to work for this. Close to 1.5 million users. And there's companies that are just killing it. So this is just going to be huge, and I want to acknowledge Eric, you and the group. You know, I you know, through all of the legal stuff, through all the IT and making sure that our databases are secure and so on and so forth. This is not, you know, took you over a year. And the reason it took you over a year is it's a major project that took major manpower. But more importantly, you know, it's you know, what the investment on Vistra's part was. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it was north of $1 million. It was hundreds of thousands of dollars. And then to deliver it free to the existing consultant base, off the chart. And, you know, what's going to happen is going to be incredible. So marching orders, if you're on the call, go download the app, my Ambit app. You'll see a new one. If you download the old one, when I went into the Apple store, I saw both of them. So I downloaded the one I didn't have. I took the other one and took it off of my phone, threw that away. So I'm not going to be supported anymore, really used. Everything's going on this. And make sure on the Whatever It Takes program, if you download the app, you're going to get a notice. But, you know, on the Whatever It Takes program, 6:00 tomorrow night, get yourself and your team, and you're going to be trained by the mastermind behind the app, you know, JJ, who you saw at Simulcast. And he's going to take you through the app, and we'll get feedback. And then the next Monday night, hey, last week there were a lot of questions about this, and we'll cover that. And then there'll be supplementary trainings and so on and so forth. With that said, I want to tell you this. It's so intuitive. There's not going to have to be a whole lot of trainings. You're going to get up and running with it, and you're going to go, holy crud, I got this figured out. And, you know, Eric, you're a lot younger than I am, and you're calling yourself a dinosaur. Well, I mean, this is the dinosaur of all dinosaurs, you know, and I was chatting with Ray, and he goes, you know, I'm not real good with that technology stuff. I said, Ray, I'm not either, but you're going to love this, babe. I mean, I'm telling you, it is simple. It's intuitive. I mean, now years and years and years of user interface, you know, user feedback, from a multitude of companies. You know, they do Shackley, they do Modair, they do a lot of really big companies. So this is serious, folks. I'm just telling you. So, all right, Brian, shut up. All right, you shut up.
Oh no, dude, I mean, I love it, Brian, because I've known you for a long time, and I can just tell how excited you are, and I'm fired up, man. You're getting me fired up. So that's good.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, it's something to get fired up about. You know, I remember defining moments because, you know, kind of Frank Smalling was the number one consultant, so no one can take that away from Frank. And, you know, but, I got started, you know, 30, 45 days after. I mean, I knew about it, but I didn't actually get in until, you know, 30 or 45 days after the company had started. So I've kind of been here from the beginning is my point. And, you know, I can remember certain defining moments that occurred, and I can't think of one actually that I was excited about as I am for this, because our business as marketing consultants is all about duplication. That's what it is. Customers are a byproduct of consultants, and this is a tool that will help us duplicate easier, simpler, and it puts everybody going down the same path instead of this person setting up their system and the other person setting up this system over here and everything. Everybody is full force forward, and you know, but again, I'll reiterate for everybody on the call, look, if you can take all the positive thought, you can take the knowledge of this, you can get on all three trainings, and if you never send out anything on social media, you never send out invitations to look at the new videos, you never do anything with it, it's not going to produce anything for you. But the good news is it can produce nothing for you and not cost you anything. So, you know, don't care where you are in your business, just download the doggone app. If you're a leader, you're going to go ahead and just get the live. You're going to want it. You're going to use it. It's going to change your business. And if you're questioning that, you know, say, well, you know, kind of been stagnant in the business and I don't want to spend another $5 a month, then don't. And get on these three trainings, you know, and then make the decision. So anyway, Daryl, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for, you know, talking about the promotions and the events and giving some insight on the GSP comments that Scott made. I think that added some real clarity, and nothing's going away tomorrow. The next day, it's going to be transitioned on a market by market basis, and everything's going to be fine as we move into an evolution in our product offering, and you, Eric, for, you know, coming on and talking about Verb, and, you know, I appreciate both y'all's efforts and Vistra's commitment, Scott signing off on it, Cindy signing off on it, supporting it, and, you know, putting the budgetary resources that it took to put this together. Now it's our job to go implement it. There'll be a lot of stuff on this call. We'll be talking about Verb quite a bit and getting testimonies of, hey, I sent this out, I put this on social media, this happened, that happened. We'll get Jonathan Drew on the call. So we're on this Sunday night call are gonna have Verb as one of the main topics, with different speakers speaking to the success of it and the excitement around it and the results that are occurring from it. So make sure you tie into the Sunday night call. So Daryl, I appreciate you. Thank you for being on the call, and Eric, likewise, I appreciate you. And I'd like to ask everybody, David, thank you for hosting the call in the beginning and peppering it and doing the recording and doing the mute and all that. That's an important function. I appreciate the kind words towards me. So, David, if you'd open the lines back up and let everybody thank Daryl and Eric for their time.
Absolutely, Brian. Thank you so much for everything that you do. And also special thanks to Daryl Starkweather and Eric Johnson. Thank you so much for everything that you do for this wonderful company. All right, team.
Same
so
here,
I'm going to go
thank
ahead and
thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and unmute the line so we can give a big boom to Daryl and Eric. So ready? On a count of three. One.
Boom.
Boom.